Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Well, it looks like Goldilocks is back on Wall Street this week. Data in the employment area, quite a bit of it actually, helped all the major markets. Dow Jones up 1.4%. S&P 500 up 2.5%. We're up year-to-date over 17%. NASDAQ up 3.2%. Very strong week for the NASDAQ. Year-to-date up 34%. That's right. MSCI International EAFE Index up 2.7%. Year-to-date up 8.5%. Pretty respectable. 10-year Treasury yield. Well, that was down a little bit this week because of what I'm about to talk about. It was down 0.1%. Oil was up 7.6%, closed the week at $85.92 a barrel. Had a big week. Bonds, pretty flat, up 0.2%, 96.09. So let's talk about Goldilocks, shall we? Remember the story with the little bear? She'd, you know, break into their house, have a little porridge. One was too hot, one was too cold, one was just right, then we took a nap. Well, that's what's happening right now with the stock market, and it's all doing with inflation. The Fed is definitely paying attention to the labor market when it comes to inflation. And for quite some time, as you know, we've been talking about how inflation and the labor market particularly has been hot, with no signs of changing. Well, that all just changed this past week. Call it the September onset. There were several leading indicators. These are things that look forward as far as the job market and what's going on. And so we looked at job openings and what we call the quits, Q-U-I-T-S rate. Don't ask me why. They're showing signs right now of rolling over. So this past week we saw the JOLTS. Sorry, I throw all these acronyms at you. That's the Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. This was data for July. This went to 8.8 million and the expected was 9.5 million. So that was a pretty big rise. In fact, we haven't seen anything like that since March of 2021. Think about that. It's a pretty long time, a couple years, showing that the job openings and labor turnover is decreasing quite a bit. Next, we had ADP private payroll data. This came out for August, and this came out Thursday. And this was also below expectations, in that total job gains were 177,000. The market was looking for 194, and you may remember back in July that surprise of 324,000. So this is a quote from ADP. This month's numbers are consistent with the pace of job creation before the pandemic. After 2 years of exceptional gains tied to the recovery, we're moving toward more sustainable growth in pay and employment as the economic effects of the pandemic recede, end quote. Now, that says it pretty well, that what's going on is jobs are starting to come down, wages are coming down, the economy is slowing down, which means inflation is coming down. The ADP report also highlighted, this is important, wage growth. So people who stayed at their jobs year over year saw an increase in salaries of about 5.9%. This was the slowest increase since October of 21. For people who changed their jobs, looking again for higher pay, that growth decelerated to 9.5%. This was the lowest showing since July of 21. Now, the big daddy was Friday. This was the unemployment rate that is done by the Fed. And so this number was 3.8% in August. Payrolls increased 187,000. Again, that wasn't any sort of a big surprise. And so this is the type of data that I'm going to call just right. And it also means no more rate hikes. And I think a rate cut for the Fed mid-24 next year. This range is what we'll call the best case scenario for stocks, as it makes the Fed more likely to not hike any more rates. And this does not undermine the soft no landing thesis that we've been talking about really to this point in time. The other data we had this week was the core PCE price index. So this has to do with, again, prices rising. And that index rose very slightly, 0.2% month over month and 4.2% year over year. So this is what we call the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, core PCE, and this met expectations. So since inflation exploded last year, the Fed has been closely focused on labor and also what I'm going to call super core. You can quote that. I like that. Super core inflation. The figure jumped to 3.9 from 3.2 in June. But remember, the Fed's been talking about their target of at least 2%. And they said year over year, 4.4% is what they were looking for. So again, this came in pretty nicely. And when you're thinking about all things considering when it comes to the stock market, the economic data this past week shows that inflation is starting to subside. And this is what the Fed is looking for. And so their aggressive hawkish policy stance that they've been standing on looks like they probably won't raise rates again this year. And remember, that was in flux about two, three weeks ago. We thought that they might do one more. But with all this data that just came out, this is very good for stocks. And so, well, how good? Okay, so let's talk about the stock market. There's a couple things that, as you know, I look at when it comes to the market and where it's going to go. The first thing is the VIX. I don't know if you study the VIX. We've talked about it several times on the show, obviously, over the years. But interesting pattern developed. This is from a technical standpoint. The VIX has collapsed this past week. And this past week, we saw a one-month low indicating that there is potentially a measurable drop in the hedging activity out there. And what this does is this leaves the market open or vulnerable to a sharp, illiquid decline if, again, this is a big if any negative catalyst from nowhere comes forward. So if we see something, and look at the date, it's September 2nd. So, you know, September, October are typically months that in my business, I've been doing this for a very long time, over 30 years, that, you know, you start to get a little conservative. This would be the time you put the helmet on, right? And so this is where we are currently, and we're going into September, October, with the VIX telling us, hey, if something happens here, get ready for a pullback. Now, we started to see that this past week in the bond market. For those of you who study bonds like I do, you know, we went over where the value was. Last week was a very interesting point in U.S. Government-insured agencies. There was a wrinkle, as I identified last week. This week, that started to subside and go away, and rates did come down on those longer treasury and agencies and anything linked to credit and safety as this data came out through labor. Why? Because it shows that the Fed is most likely not to raise rates, right? So all these things do work together and make certain things happen. And so I'm starting to see that trend develop here in the stock market. And so what you need to be paying attention to is where things are going to go. So first of all, we saw, again, yields move lower this past week across the treasury spectrum. This will affect your CDs and all your shorter term cash that we've been talking about. It will start to come down. Again, these are very small moves, but they are going the other direction. The other thing is on the S&P 500, the VIX right now is signaling that if, again, some data that could be some sort of a tailwind out of nowhere comes through, the S&P is poised to pull back. And why that is because the support level on the S&P right now is at a 4370. You heard me right. It's a 4370. And so right now with the S&P 500 running around 4516, any more positive data from, say, employment will help that move a little higher. How much higher? Well, 4537 is my next roadblock, if you will. So on the upside, look for 4537. If that were to break through, your next stop would be 4598. If we break through 4455, then you're looking at 4370 as a key support level. So I hope that gives you some strategy as you think about your S&P 500 investment or anything related to that, say, larger growth index. Particularly with your NASDAQ or tech-related stocks, those did well this week, again, as rates were coming off a little bit. And so, again, you may want to redeploy some capital in some of those areas I've been talking about the last few weeks. Value, there's still some cyclical, some good price stocks out there that are paying nice dividends that you might want to rotate into before this year concludes. Remember, we don't have that many more months left.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.